Please be seated.
请我们来看圣经撒母耳记上十四章。
Let's refer to the Bible passage, 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上十四章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节
，Verse 6，
耶拿单对拿兵器的少年人说：“我们不如过到未受割礼人的皇营那里去，或者神为我们施展能力，因为神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。”
今天 ，Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, "Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few."
这个以色列人跟腓力士人，他们即将有一场的战争。
Here there was a battle between the Israelites and the Philistines.
当时的腓力士人强过以色列人。
And at the time, Philistines were stronger in their army than that of the Israelites.
所以扫罗所带领的以色列人，以色列的军队呢，他们只是防守在那里。
And so the soldiers under Saul's command were only making guard.
那这个腓力士人呢，也还没有来发真正的来发动起这个攻击。
And at this time, the Philistines have not yet really go and attack the Israelites.
两边的人就僵持在那里。
And so the two sides are there side by side.
这个时间越拖延，可能对以色列这一边呢，可能他们会越吃亏。
And as the time is delayed.It probably harms more of the army of Israel than that of the Philistines.
所以这个扫罗的儿子耶拿单，他觉得说他们应该采取一些行动。
And so here, Saul's son Jonathan thought to himself that he should, we should take some action.
那这个行动呢，又是一个冒险的行动。
And this action that he is about to take also has some risks.
那他也觉得说需要有人跟他一起来做。
But he also feels that he needs someone to do this work with him.
所以他就找到了替他拿兵器的这个少年人。
And so he found this young man who bore his armor.
他这个耶拿单他要做这件事情。他也依靠神。
And Jonathan, as he is about to do this task, he also relied upon God.
所以他也先来对这个少年人来增加他的信心。
And he also strengthened the belief of this young man.
他提到说，我们神的百姓，我们在征战上，我们所真正要依靠的是依靠神。
He reminds this young man that in battle, that it is through the reliance of God and not by many people.
他说如果神让我们来得胜，那不在乎人多或者人少。
He says that if the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
第七节。
Verse 7.
拿兵器的对他说，随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必跟随你，与你同心。
So his armor bearer said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. Go then. Here I am with you, according to your hearts."
所以这个少年人他的信心也被建立起来。
And so this young man's faith was also strengthened.
所以他也很勇敢地说，我必定跟随你。
And so with great courage, he also said to Jonathan, "Here I am with you."
他再加上一句说，那我也要跟你同心。
He said, "According to your heart."
所以虽然是两个人，但是他们是蒙神祝福的。
So even though they are two individuals, but they were both blessed by God.
因为他们能够同心的一起来做事情。
Because they can come together as one to accomplish this task.
我们请看二十三节。
Let's look into verse 23.
二十三节，那日神使以色列人得胜，一直战到伯雅文。
So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle shifted to Bethaven.
这一场得胜的战争就是从这两个人开始的。
And this battle was victorious is due to all the beginnings of these two individuals.
所以在信仰的这个层面上面 真的不在乎人多人少。
So in terms of our faith, this is also in the same way as Jonathan has said, it is not by many or by the few.
而在乎说我们是不是能够得神的祝福。
It is dwelling upon the matter of whether or not we receive the grace from God.
那从圣经里头，从我们实际的经验里头，我们看到很多的例子，就是这个团体这几个人要能够合一。
And from the Bible examples, also from our personal experiences, we can see that this small group of people must be united as one.
那我们从圣经，我们来整理出几点，那我们如何能够合一？
And so from the Bible examples, let us study into a few aspects as to how we are to be in unity.
第一个，我们要能够了解，互相来了解。
And first is that we must have this mutual understanding.
我们每一个人都是非常的独特的。
Each one of us are an individual.
神所拣选的每一个人，他都是在神的眼中都是独特的。
That God has chosen each one of us, and each one of us in His eyes are special, is unique.
在现实的生活里头，每一个个体，主观上、客观上，其实也存在着很多的差异。
And even in the realities of life, that society, I mean, we see each person had their individualism.
教会是一个团体，我们的家庭也是一个团体。
Church is an organization, as well as family can be said as an organization.
所以这个合一啊，不但指着教会，其实家庭也是同样的重要。
And so when we talk about unity, it's not only applicable to the church, but just as important as it is in the family.
这个家庭里头的孩子，同样的父母亲生的，但是呢，每个孩子也都是那么的独特。
Just as children born within the same family, even though they are born from the same mother, but yet each of the child is individually unique.
那每一个人彼此之间都有差异，所以呢，了解就变得很重要。
And so each one, because there is difference between each one of the individuals, so it's very important for this mutual understanding in order to take part in a good relationship.
那我们知道团队非常的重要。
团队。
Teamwork.
We all know that teamwork is very important.
因为有这个团队啊，才能够更有力量。
Because through teamwork, it will accomplish something more powerful.
所以常常说团结就是力量。
And so that is why there's a saying that there is great strength in teamwork.
那所以呢，人常常很在意的，用尽各种方法，要来所谓的统一。
And so there are many instances in which man would like to use everything they can to assemble together as one.
所以人常常以为统一就是合一。
统一。
统一就是大家都一样。
And so, the assembling as one is different than
unity.
Than unity.
所以在历史上我们看到为什么会有特别的这种文化或者传统或者一些条规。
That's why in history we also see there are different cultures and traditions.
就是要让大家一样。
It is through these cultures, traditions, so that people can assimilate into one.
那觉得说这样子呢，就会大家集合起来，就会产生力量。
That I hope that they can assemble together as one.So that they can have greater strength in numbers.
但是事实上那个效果并不大。
But in reality, the results are not as great.
我们如果从人的层面来看这个以色列。
If we look from the human perspective of the people of Israel,
他们有他们特别的这种文化传统。
They have their own culture and traditions.
他们有他们特别的这些条规。
They have their own rules and regulations.
但是从历史上来看，他们常常并不是很有力量的。
But through history, we see that they are not always as strong.
因为其实并不是所谓的合一。
Because they are not united.
只是表面上看起来是都一样的。
But from the surface, it seems as though they are assembled together and they are similar.
那我们人在生活当中也常常 好像在一起，其实呢，并不是合一的。
So in our life, many times we assemble together, and it seems as though we are together, but it does not necessarily mean we are in unity.
那常常就是因为彼此之间并没有了解。
And that's because we have this lack of mutual understanding.
所以今天这个沟通也常常是一个很重要的话题。
And that is why this topic about communication, interpersonal relationship is very important.
但是今天我们所看到的现象是大家都很努力的来推销自己。
And, but what we see today are signs in which everyone tried to sell himself or herself.
有人说不懂得推销自己的人没有办法在今天的社会来生存。
There are some who says that if one does not know how to sell oneself to his surroundings, then he will not be successful.
你要推销自己，就是想要希望别人能够认识你、了解你。
When we say to sell oneself, meaning that other people can come to recognize you, to acknowledge you.
但是呢，人却很没有耐性去了解别人。
But we as human beings do not have that kind of patience to want to understand or come to know another person.
所以很多的时候我们只是看到大家只是各讲各的。
And so many times we see when one is assembled together as a group, everyone seems to speak as of their own.
所以有时候在开会的时候我们就会看到这种情形。
And so many times we see this instance when we are having meetings.
当一个人在发表的时候，他讲得非常的非常的详细来表达自己。
When one is speaking, he perhaps may speak in great details about what his plans are.
其他的人有的拿着笔，有的在打着这个笔记型电脑。
And perhaps another person's taking notes with a pen, or another one is typing in the computer.
其实呢，并不是在听那一个人讲。
Actually, they are not paying attention to the one who is speaking.
而是在准备说等一下我要怎么讲。
But are probably preparing for what they would like to speak next.
所以常常会说，那你刚才说什么？
And so that's why many times they may say, oh, what was it that you just said?
所以常常没有那个交，没有办法有交集。
And so there is none of that, that mutual understanding.
所以没有了解，所以不能够去感受到这个对方。
And so because there's this lack of understanding, then you will not be able to feel what the other person is going through.
没有了解，所以也常常容易产生裂痕。
And because there is this lack of understanding, there is this gap and produces this disconnect.
我们请参考耶稣雅记二十二章。
Let's refer to Joshua chapter 22.
耶稣雅记二十二章第十节。
Joshua chapter 22, verse 10.
第十节，流便人、加甸人、加德人和马拉西半支派的人，到了靠近约旦河一带的迦南地，就在约旦河那里筑了一座坛，那坛看着高大。
And when they came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, children of Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, built an altar there by the Jordan, a great impressive altar.
当这个进入迦南地的战争告一段落之后
，After a certain point, after they have fought many battles in conquering the land of Canaan，
这个约旦河东边的两个支派办的这些勇士啊，他们就回到他们的地方。
The warriors from the east side of the Jordan, which consist of the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, returned home。
这里说到他们呢，就在约旦河边呐、筑了。很高大的坛。
And so here it says, there by the Jordan, they built a great and impressive altar.
11节
Verse 11.
以色列人听说流便人、加得人、马拉西半支派的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。
Now the children of Israel heard someone say, behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, half tribe of Manasseh, have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan.
应该那是一座高大的坛，应该是很显著的，很明显的。
This great impressive altar probably is very visible, very apparent.
所以约旦河西边的这些以色列人，他们看见了 他们也在传讲这件事情。
And so the Israelites who dwell on the west side of the River Jordan probably can see it, and so probably start spreading the news.
所以很多人可能并没有看见，只是听说了。
And so perhaps many people have not even seen it with their eyes, but they have heard of this altar.
那他们的反应是怎样呢？
And what is their response?
十二节
Verse 12.
全会众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。
And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them.
这里是一听见就有这样一个很激烈的反应。
And so once they heard of this news, they have this strong response.
战争才刚结束，又要发起战争。
They just have finished fighting, and now they are about to begin another war.
如果这个真的战真的打起来了，是自己兄弟打兄弟。
Now, if they really begin this war, then this war is different in that they are fighting amongst their own brothers.
还好他们当中还有人是比较冷静的。
Thanks to God that there are still some among them that are more of a calm spirit.
所以他们派人到约旦河东边去做了解。
And so they sent some messengers to the east side of Jordan to understand their situation.
我们跳过来看耶稣雅记二十二章三十三节。
Let's look into Joshua chapter 22, verse 33.
三十三节，以色列人以为这事为美，就称颂神，不再提上去攻打流便人、加得人，毁坏他们所住的地了。
So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and the Gad dwelled.
当他们用一点时间真的去做了解的，才晓得说，这原来是一件好事。
After they had spent some time to understand the situation, they realized that this is a good thing.
我们如何能够合一
？How to be in unity？
第二个就是这个要能够不自私。
And the second is that we are not to be selfish.
这个自私是存在每一个地方，是我们每一个人都会有的一种软弱。
Selfishness is everywhere, and it is something that we all have, and it all is a weakness of ours.
甚至在信仰的这个生活里头，我们也会有自私的软弱。
And even in times of our faith, that we have fallen into this weakness of selfishness.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus.
这是保罗的一点感叹。
Here is a reflection of Paul.
那他所感叹的就是，这里他说，大家只顾自己的事情，就是自私。
And he was saddened by the fact that many people all seek their own things and not things which are of Jesus.
我们很不喜欢在一个空间密闭又很狭窄的地方。
We all dislike being in a very narrow place and very a place that is very closed up.
又密闭着又不通风，会觉得很难受。
A place in which there is no ventilation, which is very stuffy.
我们不喜欢待在那种地方。
We do not like to be in those locations.
但是在实际的生活里头，我们却常常把自己放在这种密不通风的狭隘的空间里头。
But in realities, many times we realize that we put ourselves in those locations, in those situations in which we are closed up. It seems as though we are being stuffed up.
当一个人被自私所占有他的时候，就是把自己放在一个狭窄的空间里头。
When one person is eaten up by his own selfishness, it is like likened to one who puts himself in such a location.
如果你自己处在一个密不通风的空间里头，是你自己受苦。
If one person puts himself in a location that is very stuffed up, very closed up, it is his own fault.
但是一个人如果自私的话， 不但自己受苦，常常周遭的人也会跟着受苦。
But in addition, when one is being very selfish, it not only affects his own self, but it also would affect the people that surrounds him.
这个扫罗王，他有了大卫来帮助他，他应该是能够有一个更美好、更成功的这个国王做国王的生活才对。
King Saul has the assistance of and a faithful servant to David alongside him, and supposedly he should have a very strong kingdom.
一个国王很重要的就是他能够有好的将军。
Very important for a king is that he can have very good generals.
但是因为扫罗的这种自私啊，他把自己放在一个狭窄受苦的空间里头。
But because his own selfishness, that King Saul puts himself in this location where he is very closed up, very in a very narrow place.
因为他的自私，他让这种怨恨、苦毒来充满着他。
Because of his selfishness, that he went under his own personal sufferings of bitterness and envy and sorrow.
那不但扫罗受苦。别人也跟着受苦。
And not only himself was suffering, but he also affected the lives of other people.
第一个大卫受苦。
For example, first, David also suffered.
再来跟着扫罗的这些将军、军人，他们也受苦。
And then following that, his other generals, his other soldiers also suffered.
他们是冒着生命来跟随扫罗。
They risked their life to follow after King Saul.
他们是跟随扫罗要去对抗他们主要的敌人非利士人。
And they follow Saul in order to battle their enemy, which were the Philistines.
他们愿意牺牲他们的生命来保护这个扫罗，来保护自己的国家、自己的百姓。
They sacrificed their life in order to protect King Saul, to protect their own country.
但是现在扫罗带这些人去做什么？
But now that King Saul have taken these soldiers alongside him to do what?
每当听到大卫在哪里，就带这些人要去捉拿大卫。
When he heard where David may be, he took his soldiers to go hunt after David.
那大卫这个人是对国家、对百姓有功劳的人。
But David is someone who is done many good things for his people, for the country, for the king.
如果我们是那大跟随扫罗当中的一个人，
Now,
我们是不是觉得也很痛苦呢？
If we were one who follows after King Saul, would we not be having this conflict within ourselves of what to do?
所以自私常常会让我们个人、让团体有那种没有办法去弥补的破洞。
And so selfishness will destroy not just oneself, but also the unity as a whole, this assembly as a whole.
在我们的教会里头，我们基督徒的家庭里头，当我们谈到合一的时候，还有一些重点。
In the body of Christ in church, when we talk about unity, there are also other principles.
如何让我们能够合一
？How to be in unity?
我们请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
这约翰福音十七章也被称为是主耶稣要离开门徒之前为门徒的祷告。
John chapter 17 can be said this is the prayer in which Jesus made for his disciples before he departed.
那在这个主耶稣的很重要的祷告里头的重点，也是在主耶稣为门徒的合一来祷告。
And the main point of Jesus Christ's prayer was also for the unity of his disciples.
那从主耶稣的祷告里头，让我们看到说。如何能够合一？
And so from Jesus' prayer, we can also learn from the fact that how we are to live together in unity.
那其中就是我们要能够在这个世界上，但是不属这个世界。
And one of which is to have this understanding that we who are in this world, but we are not of the world.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's look into John chapter 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我不求你们，不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
所以我们信主之后，我们通常还在这个世界上存活一段的时间。
After we have come to believe that we still continue our life in this world,
我们 主耶稣让我们有机会去传福音。
And so Jesus allow us to have the opportunities to preach his gospel.
主耶稣让我们有机会能够在灵性上更长进、更完全。
He gives us the opportunity that our spiritual life can be even better to be perfected.
主耶稣要让我们能够过着合一的生活。
He wants us to live a life in which we can live in unity.
16节。
Verse 16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
我们生活在这个世界，但是我们不属这个世界。
We live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
我们教会，我们的家庭要合一，我们需要有这样的一个重要的观念。
And so for our church and our family to live together in unity, our mindset, our mentality have to have this understanding.
17节。
17。
求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
那所谓在这个世界不属这个世界，就是过着一种成圣的生活。
And so to say we are not of the world while we live in this world, this is a process in which we sanctify ourselves to be holy.
那其实生活的每一个层面，它本来是没有所谓这个。属灵是圣的，或者是世俗的，其实生活的每一个层面，它都能够荣耀神的。
Actually, in every angle of our life, we can find opportunity to glorify God.
我们再请继续看十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world.
19节，我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
主耶稣很看重门徒的合一。
Jesus emphasized greatly upon the unity among his disciples.
主耶稣要他们过着一个在世界不属世界的生活。
Jesus wanted them to live a life in which they live in the world, but they don't belong to the world.
那因为很重要，所以主耶稣他也留下榜样。
And because this is very important, so Jesus Christ set as an example.
所以19节，主耶稣说：“我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣。”
And therefore, in verse 19, for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
所以什么是分别为圣的生活？
And so, what does it mean to live a life in which we sanctify and we are separated from that of the world?
我们从主耶稣的身上来看，来学习。
And we can learn this from that example set by Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's look into John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章十八节。
John chapter 10 verse 18.
十八节，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从父所受的命令。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
我们从主耶稣所说的这一句话，我们来想什么叫做分别为圣。
From this, these words, let us think about how is it that we are sanctified and separate ourselves from the world.
在这里主耶稣讲到，我将我自己舍了。
Here it says that I lay it down of myself.
我们常常说主耶稣他离开这个天上的宝座。
We say that Jesus Christ left his heavenly throne.
他来到这个世界上。
So he came to this world.
主耶稣将自己分别出来。
And so he separated himself.
为了一个神圣的目的。
For this more holy purpose.
就是为了要来完成救恩。
And that is to achieve the completion of this salvation.
为了要带给人这个救赎的恩典。
In order to bring salvation to mankind.
所以这个就是主耶稣的分别为圣。
And so this is Jesus about separate himself from others.
那所以今天同样的，我们要从什么时间或者活动里头分别出来。
And so likewise in our life, in what time or in what place are we to separate ourselves?
为了一个属神的 得神喜悦 的事情。
For the purpose to please God.
哦，所以我们每一个人都有两个空格。
And so each one of us have this two blank before us.
想想看，我们可以从什么分别出来
？And so let us think about from what can we separate ourselves from.
哦，我们每一个人生活当中，我们的时间的安排，我们的活动可能不太一样。
Every one of us have maybe perhaps different time and schedules and activities.
有的人可能要从电视机前面分别出来。
Perhaps for some of us, we need to separate ourselves from that of television.
有人可能要从这个电脑荧幕前分别出来。
Perhaps for some, they need to separate themselves from that of computers.
有人可能要从这个shopping 的这个事情上面分别出来。
Perhaps for some that they need to separate themselves from that of shopping.
哦，然后来做哪一件神要我们做的事情，得神喜悦的事情。
And in place of that, to do what may be pleasing to God.
哦，如果我们很努力的这样来实行，我们就更能够达到合一。
And if we do this, then we can come further, closer to that of unity.
就好像主耶稣所说的，他跟父是合一的。
Just as Jesus said that he and the Father is united as one.
但在这里当然也提到真理。
Of course, here it talks about the truth.
所以如何让我们能够合一，我们也要在真理里头来合一。
How to become in unity, we must come together in unity in the truth.
在比拉多审判主耶稣的时候，他问了一个问题，说什么是真理。
When Pilate was judging Jesus, he asked Jesus, said, what is truth?
但是比拉多并没有很认真的去查考什么是真理。
But Pilate did not put his effort into studying exactly what is truth.
问一个很好的问题，但是很可惜的，他没有去找答案。
He had begun to ask such a good question, but he did not follow up and to pursue a little further.
那今天我们在真理里头，我们继续的追求真理。
And so today, in truth, we continue to pursue after it.
我们看神所创造的这一切，我们来得着真理。
If we observe from the creation that God has created in our surroundings, we come to understand the truth.
我们从这一本圣经里头，我们来得着真理。
From the words in the Bible, we come to understand the truth.
那为什么这个真理能够带给我们合一？
Why is it that this truth can bring to us unity?
因为真理能够让我们去看到真正的价值，真正的目的。
Because the truth will enable us to see what is the true value, what is the true purpose of life.
人为什么会自私？
Why is it that man becomes selfish?
因为人常常没有看到那个真正的价值。
Because one many times fail to see what is of the true value of life.
人没有办法真正的去看到那个目的。
One is unable to see the purpose or the destination.
所以人常常被自私绑着。没有那个自由。
And that is why man has been bounded by selfishness and is unable to come free.
真理能够让我们得着自由。
But the truth can give us this freedom.
其中一个很大的自由就是不让自己再被自私所捆绑。
And one of which is so that we are not no longer bound by our own selfishness.
一个人，一个团体里头，越多的人是不自私的，这个团体越能够合一，越会蒙神的祝福。
So when a group of people who are assembled together, who are not selfish, come together, they are even more united.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 21.
二十一节，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus.
当我们没有这个在真理里头，我们常常不会去看到那个真正的价值。
If we are not in the truth, then we are not able to see the true value.
所以就会总是只是看到自己的事情。
And so we will only focus about the things that is of our own.
并没有看到 那个主耶稣的价值跟永恒。
And will not be able to see the eternity and the true value in Christ Jesus.
哦，所以主耶稣才会说真理让你们得以自由。
And that is why Jesus said the truth shall set you free.
哦，那主耶稣就是真理。
And so Jesus Christ is the truth.
哦，所以一个自私的人，其实他还没有完全的得着主耶稣。
And so one who is selfish has not really obtained Jesus Christ.
哦，因为他还没有借着真理来看到耶稣真正的价值。
Because he has not been relying upon the truth to see the true value in Christ Jesus.
哦，那当然，这个家庭，这个教会就不能够真正达到合一。
Then if this is true, the church or the family will not be able to obtain unity.
我们如何能够合一
？How to become in unity？
哦，我们要很渴望能够大家非常和睦和谐的在一起。
We need to thirst that everyone can come together in unity.
甚至为了和睦，我们能够在很多事情上面来让步。
Even that for the sake of coming together in unity, that we ourselves are willing to sacrifice a few things.
其实这是很不容易的。
Actually, this is not easy at all.
所以主耶稣会说，你们要有我的心。
And that is why Jesus said that you must have a heart like mine.
哦，我们要有基督的心。
We must have the heart of Jesus Christ.
哦，我们要去体会主耶稣基督的心。
We must be able to understand the heart of Christ.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第九节。
John chapter 17, verse 9.
第九节，主耶稣说：“我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你们。”为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的。
I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours.
哦，这里看起来主耶稣有一个有点自私的一种祷，这个祈求。
It seems here this verse seems as though Jesus' prayer is a little bit selfish.
哦，他说为他们祈求，不为世人祈求。
He said, I pray for those whom you have given me, and not for the world.
哦，那到底是？主耶稣是祈求什么
？So what is it here that Jesus is praying for？
十一节
，verse 11。
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我你的名，保守他们，叫他们合一，像我们一样。
Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me.That they may be one as we are.
哦，如果说这里主耶稣的祷告是自私的，那么他是为什么来做这个祷告呢
？If Jesus' prayer is so selfish, then how is it that he said something like this in these verses?
这里告诉我们是为了门徒的合一。
Here it says for the sake so that his disciples can be as one.
哦，主要是要让我们去体会说这个合一是这么的重要。
And the purpose is so that we can understand the great importance of coming together in unity.
哦，那其实主耶稣也为这个世人啊来做这个祷告。
And so, actually, in actuality, Jesus also made this prayer for the people of the world.
啊，请看二十节。
Let's look into verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因为他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their words.
哦，所以主耶稣其实不是只是为眼前的这些门徒来祈求，也为了将来的这些他们来祈求。
And so Jesus not only made prayer for the disciples he has at the present time, but he was also praying for those who will come to believe through their words in the future.
啊，主耶稣。就要被钉十字架。
Because Jesus is about to be crucified upon the cross.
哦，但是主耶稣是很有自信的。
But here Jesus is full of confidence.
在人来看，被钉十字架是很大的羞辱，很大的失败。
In the eyes of men, to be crucified on the cross is to say that one has failed in life, that one has perished.
哦，但是主耶稣知道，将来会有很多人因为门徒的信息。而来就近主耶稣。
But Jesus knows that because that in the future there will be many who come to believe through the message of his disciples.
哦，所以这里主耶稣其实也是在为今天的我们来做祈求。
And so actually Jesus' prayer here was also praying for we as believers of today.
啊，主耶稣 在那么早以前就为我们祈求什么
so, such early on that he already made such a prayer for us.
21节
21.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。
That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me.
在我们还没有认识主耶稣，还没有被拣选的时候，主耶稣已经为我们做了这个祷告。
Even before we come to believe in him, or even come to know Jesus Christ, that Jesus have already made this prayer for us.
啊，所以我们真的要体会主耶稣的心，很努力的来，大家很和睦的来相处。
And so therefore we must seek to pursue to understand the heart of Jesus and to come together in unity.
啊，主耶稣要我们能够合一。
He wants us to come together as one.
啊，雅各书里头说，这也是上头来的智慧。
And in the book of James it says that this is also a wisdom that comes from above.
啊，所以在我们人与人相处当中，啊，我们能够尽量的给对方机会。
And so as we are interacting with other people, we must also give others this opportunity.
当我们能够给别人机会，这里头就包括着彼此的原谅跟彼此的包容。
In order to give other people opportunity, there is this mutual understanding, this mutual forgiveness.
主耶稣曾经说过一个很重要的原则，说有的还要加给他。
Jesus once says that those who have more shall be given.
没有的，连他有的都要拿走。
And those who do not have even what they do have, they will be taken away from them.
我们都希望主耶稣继续的来加添给我们。
We all hoped and pray that Jesus can continue to give us even more.
那主耶稣是说有的还要加给他。
And Jesus said, those who have more shall be given.
我们应该有什么呢
？And so what do we have?
我觉得很重要的一点就是我们要有。这个合一。
And I believe one thing that we do have is that we must have this unity.
愿主耶稣他带领帮助我们。
May God continue to help us, to guide us.
让我们都是合一的，是蒙他祝福的。
That we can all be in unity and that we all can continue to be blessed by him.
就好像耶拿单所说的，这个神让人得胜啊，不在乎人多人少。
Just as Jonathan said in that verse, it says God gives victory to those not by many or through the few,
而是在乎说我们是不是值得神来祝福我们。
But it is dependent on whether or not God is willing to bless us.
在神的眼中，在主耶稣眼中，他有没有看到我们是合一的
？In His eyes, we are we together as one.
我们要让主耶稣的祷告是。让他觉得很安慰的。
And we need to have Jesus' prayer so that it seems as though he is comforted.
他为我们祷告了，我们也真的很努力的达到了合一。
That he prayed for us, that we also try our best, that we be as one.
我们一起默祷。